Welcome back to Sports Byline, USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Always great to catch up with Rondae Barber, having him back with the show, Tampa Bay Buccaneer legend, of course. And he is the vice chair of the Valspar Championship happening in Innsbruck this weekend. And he's here to talk about Valspar's hashtag Back to Bright campaign. And we'll get to that. First of all, Rondae, welcome back to the show. And I know that COVID kind of hit the tournament. You've had, I guess, four guys out, four guys in. So fingers crossed, everything's good after that?
Yeah, right now we're good. You know, it's these guys came in from New Orleans. We got a couple of positive tests, but I think for the most part, we're good. This year has obviously been a challenge. Last year, we were the most affected tournament because we were the week after the players that was the weekend that got canceled. And so it was a challenge getting back, and obviously that worry, the safety and health of the players, is our biggest concern, and also the fans and our pro participants. But yeah, finding out we had a couple of COVID positive was a little tough. But I think we're going to be all right on the weekend. I think all the other tests have been good, and I tell you what, it's a beautiful weekend planned here in Tampa. I can't wait for it to get going.
How is your game, by the way? Are you any good with the sticks out there? Because
I threw a nice little 76 out here today. I think the Wednesday Pro-Am, the championship Pro-Am, I think our team's in the lead right now. I contributed a couple holes, made a couple birdies, but yeah, this is it's good enough to contribute in the stroke game, if you know what I mean.
I'm very impressed, and I guess the glaring storyline is Paul Casey's bid for the three-peat. Sure. I mean, he kind of owns it. Who's maybe a dark horse for you?
Yeah, we have the strongest field, Rick, that we've had in probably 12 or 13 years out here. DJ's here. Justin Thomas is here. Patrick Reed, he was my partner on the front nine today, is here. We have great, great field. And that's always the concern with the PGA Tour event, what guys are going to commit to play. But Tracy West, our tournament director with Pro-Link Sports, she's done a great job recruiting guys here. The course is in fantastic shape. Guys love this, love playing out here. So the week itself, and just to fill it in, we're 5 weeks, 6 weeks later than we normally are, because we're usually in March. So our biggest challenge out here was, you know, the grass. You know, we got different agronomy than we had all of our other years. And, you know, the players still seem to like it. You know, we got some ride down. Hope the heat stays down a little bit on the weekend, so it stays thick and rough, and these guys have to struggle a little bit. That's what we like. But Paul Casey, a two-time champion, man, a guy finds a way to make it around this course. And, you know, if you've ever played Innsbruck, the Copperhead course at Innsbruck, you don't have to be a bomber to win here. You know, you can be a short hitter. You just got to shape shots and, you know, take advantage of the greens. And there's a reason he's won a couple of times. He's the favorite for me just because he's got the two-time champion moniker on him. But if you're asking me, I know I just play with him, but Patrick Reed hit the ball great today, and he's finished here second here twice. So that's my running favorite right now.
Yeah, that's interesting. You talk about the Copperhead course, is that it does kind of go against the normal grain of the, you know, sort of the DeChambeau just bombing from the tee box. So the old, you know, those irons, they can be tricky, as you know.
It's a ball striker's course. So when Tiger came here in 2018, right, it was like he hadn't played here since he was, I think, a kid. He's maybe 20 years old. And he's obviously one of the best ball strikers, you know, in the world. And he competed here after having not seen it forever. So that's really what it takes. You know, the bombers can get around here, but there's so much rough, and there's the holes, especially on the front nine, are tight. So it's a position course, and it's a second shot course, all elevated greens, and you know, just a great, great layout. You know, Sheila Johnson, who's the owner of Innsbruck, you know, her staff done a great job with this course. They do a great job every year, and it's as pretty as it's ever been, man.
Couple more questions for Rondae Barber about the Valspar Championship this weekend. Let's talk about hashtag back to bright. It kind of reminds me of maybe coming out of this damn pandemic, we can get back to bright things.
Oh, you couldn't have said it better than that. This damn pandemic, man. Let's get over it. But yeah, Valspar is a great partner of ours. They have been for a while. Sherwin-Williams, you know, the parent company. We have a lot of them out here. But they're back to Bright campaign was one of one of our best initiatives this year. You know, we took here in Tampa, we went out and recruited one of the local street artists. His name is Zulu Painter, a great guy. He's Carlos, he's from West Virginia, does awesome work. And, you know, we shot this campaign out and asked local businesses, certain areas, whoever, really, just to nominate some places, you know, where we could put his mural up. And we decided, our executive committee, me and our general chair, Jim Ice, and our immediate ex-chair, Keith Robinson, and Gary Koch, who's our big ambassador here, and Sarah Hackney from Valspar, we decided on Greenwood Rec Center, which is in Clearwater, which is, you know, not far from here. We gave them, you know, the honor of having this mural put up. And it's a really good multi-purpose rec center. They do a lot, obviously, with recreation, but they do some other, you know, family services in their building. And it was a perfect choice. Beautiful wall they got on, and it's a beautiful mural. Zulu used the inspiration of his daughter. If you go look at this mural, because it's his daughter with thought bubbles thinking about all the things that she's going to get back to doing, you know, now that the pandemic is loosening up, getting outside, playing sports, going swimming, all these other things, meeting people. He just did a great job. So much kudos to Valspar for sponsoring this. I think there's another one going up in a couple of months in another city, depending on which one of our pros. Another initiative, we have these pros painting these paint cans, or signing these paint cans, and the winner, they're going to get to have a mural put up in their hometown or wherever they want to as well. So it's a great, great deal that Valspar is doing for all the communities around the country.
Very cool. You know, you mentioned West Virginia, and I always wondered, because I'm from Oakland, so I don't know this, mm-hmm. but you know, you're a Roanoke guy, you're a UVA yep. Cav. Is West Virginia to you guys like, it's just our neighbors next door, or is it like a completely different country?
It feels like a different country. I've been there like twice. I remember maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I was actually at a lacrosse tournament, and I had to drive through West Virginia. I was in Roanoke, and I had to drive through West Virginia to get to this tournament. I was like, this is the first time I've ever been in West Virginia. It's, you know, and 2 hours away from where I grew up, but I had never really been there. So there are quiet neighbors to the north if you're a Virginian. But, you know, it's a great state. There's great golf there as well. But this is the guy is just like me. Carlos, you know, Zulu Painter, he's just like me. He's like, we have the same kind of background. But I don't disparage the state one bit.
Very cool. Yes. Now, finally, last question for you. What do you think about Abraham Answer? Because a lot of people are saying, because of his accurate drives, that this course sure. is kind of made for him. I mean, obviously Casey's the guy, but, what yeah. about Answer?
I love Abraham Answer. I love his swing. I love his demeanor. He's just steady as anything. You know, the one thing about this course, you mentioned it earlier, it's such a shot shaper's course. You got to hit it right. You got to hit it left. You have to be smart off the tee. You know, it's definitely not pull driver, just bang it type of PGA Tour event. I mean, it's a challenge. I mean, there's no question why our winning score is around 10 under par, which, you know, PGA Tour standards, that's pretty pedestrian. It's just because it's so hard to get around here. So I like him as a pick. And I know a lot of guys, you know, a lot of my friends, quote unquote friends, have betting interest in Abraham this week. I don't know that he's been here. I don't remember if he was here last, may have been here 2 or 3 years ago, but I take his chances.
That's Rondé Barber, one of the best DBs of his generation, who somehow found his way into the end zone. 14 touchdowns. I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah,
Rondé,
yeah, hey, listen. Yeah, yeah. I could take you to them all if you got like an hour, but
I'm sure you could, man. Hashtag back to bright. Check it out, Valspar Championship. Rondé, thanks for coming on, man. Always a great time.
Yeah, Rick, thank you very much for having me.
All right, good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break and come on back on Sports Byline.